Okay, welcome to the Global Math Department. My name is Chastity Gregory, and I'll be your host tonight. Tonight, we're going to hear from Tina about TMC mission, their progress that they've made, and where things are going there. We'd like everyone to introduce themselves in the chat window, telling us what you teach, where you are, and what your Twitter handle is, if you have one that you'd like to use. Okay, before I introduce and turn over to our speaker, let me explain a little about how these meetings work. These meetings are recorded and are available just a few hours after our meeting ends. If you'd like to see the recording, come back to the same URL that you clicked on to activate the webinar. The Global Math community prides itself on being friendly and supportive, so the chat room is available for topical and general conversation throughout the meeting. I'll catch your questions for our presenter, so don't worry that they won't notice amongst the chat box. You can also click on the Q&A and pose a question there as well. Our speaker tonight is Tina, and I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to her. And Tina, if you don't care, about every 10 minutes or so, just pause, and that way if we have any questions to answer, we can do that at that time.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks very much. Go ahead and continue introducing yourself as you pop up. I am excited to see all of you here. Thanks for joining us. Yes, other Tina, you are still a host. Just don't push the arrow buttons and we should be fine. So the idea for tonight is to talk about what the TMC committee has been thinking about in terms of what we would like our mission to be and how we're going to center our values. And then we're going to provide a good chunk of time for you to give ideas and feedback on what we've come up with so far. And then we want to sort of practice applying this mission to see if it really works for the scenarios that we often encounter. So where we started was at TMC this summer. I hosted a Flex session that was talking about the registration process and how we can increase diversity at TMC. And during part of that discussion, we realized that we needed a mission statement in order to focus our work to answer those questions, because there were a lot of different directions that we could head in. And we just couldn't figure out exactly what our priorities were because we hadn't ever sat down to write priorities. And as we grow as a community, we needed to sit down and make that a more thoughtful decision. So in August, we sent out a survey for anybody who attended TMC to write down any ideas they had about what a potential mission statement might look like. And also if people were interested in continuing to have a conversation about that with us. And through that group of people who posted continued interest, we formed a mission statement committee. In September, the committee looked at all of those ideas that people had submitted in the survey, and we discussed them via a Google Doc. And then we kind of ended that discussion in an in-person meeting, and we wrote a mission. And it turned out that it was really hard to write just a mission statement because we had a lot of ideas that we wanted to include, and we couldn't really fit it into a sentence. So we ended up writing what you had possibly already seen, which is a mission statement plus a list of values that were the ideas that kept coming up as people submitted potential mission statements. And then we took that from the committee and sent it on to the TMC board. And the board discussed that and edited a little bit. So what we have right now looks like this. If you haven't had a chance to check out this image previously, it will be back up on the slides, but I will give you a moment to read through if you haven't had a chance to read it yet. So that sentence at the top is what we tried to make our singular mission statement. And then the boxes going along down the side are our summaries of our values. And then we have a statement about each value to try to capture all of the different aspects that make TMC what it is so far and what we would like it to become. So what I would appreciate all of you doing is helping me brainstorm, what would this look like? So what are the things that TMC already does which fit that mission statement? So we would like the mission statement to sort of align with the things that we've decided are important already. So can we make things match that way? And then also identify the things that TMC could start to do to achieve the mission. We don't want to just say our mission is to do the things that we're doing, but we also want to push ourselves to do more. And then if you can think of things that you would like to see from TMC that didn't fit our mission statement, there's a section in the Google Doc that we're going to get to that you can add other things that maybe we should be including in our mission statement that we missed. Right now, we're not working on grammar and wording. We know that everybody's going to have a lot of opinions on those things. We're going to wait on that. So we're talking about big ideas today. And then we will get to the grammar and the wordsmithing at a later date. And a reminder, it's really hard because TMC became a thing out of a Twitter community, but now is sort of its own thing, but it's very embedded in the Twitter community, that this mission statement is for the conference itself. And there are certainly things that we can do that are going to bring more people to the conference. But we need to make sure that when we're talking about things that we can do, that we are talking about things that TMC can do, not that the greater Twitter community can do. So you want to keep your focus narrow to TMC specific ideas. So we are going to go ahead and jump into that Google document, which is a nice bit.ly, but I will also type it for you right here. So you can just click on it. And the way that it is set up, oh, that didn't make it active. Try again. There we go. You're going to go to that Google Doc. And the way that it's set up is that there is a space for you to share things that we currently do in each of our values and things that we could do in the future. I've given you a bunch of boxes, but you are certainly welcome to expand beyond the boxes, use the comment features, add more tabs, whatever you think would be helpful. This should be available for anybody to do editing. So we're gonna work our way through. Feel free to jump around, go to whatever value you think you wanna talk about first. And then there's also a section at the bottom called What Else? If there are things that you're thinking about that you know that you like about TMC, or things that you're thinking about that you would like to see at TMC that don't fit within one of those boxes, think outside the box. Go ahead and fill in other ideas in the What Else column at the bottom. All right, it looks like all of the cursors are stationary. Oh, and then of course one starts moving. Can you leave a comment that says if you are ready to discuss or you would like 5 more minutes before we start chatting? We are going to read each of them through together. So it's not like you have to be done. But if you'd like 5 more minutes, go ahead and leave a comment there. All right, I got 2 votes for ready. So let us start back up at the top. And so as we go back through and read each of our values, we want to remember that enacting our mission is a collection of a lot of small moves, along with some very large structural decisions. And we want to do both of those. And that is Sam's language. Thank you very much, Sam. Sam was definitely a big part of helping me to plan this evening. And I'm super excited that he was not too tired to come and hang out with us tonight. So we want to be thinking about both what are the big decisions that we can be making and what are the little things that we do that really make this conference work. So going all the way back up to the top, we are starting with relationships. So I've definitely heard the idea of having more TMCs as something that has come up frequently while we are at TMC and also while we are in the dark days of winter and really wish that it was summer so that we could all come hang out. And so it would be cool to think about that as a like big picture idea of how would we take this and make it more ongoing. However, we need to consider that when we do that as a what supports can TMC offer that might be available for other people to do, because again, that's sort of like beyond the scope of what we are currently doing. Right. So we'd need more people to sign up to do that kind of activity. And like North Carolina just did this. And we could definitely continue doing that. I don't think it's been 6 months, Michael. It's not that long. It was only a couple months ago that we thought about it. But definitely we could create something like that that would be available to continue to do that there. So there's a big idea is how do we get other meetups to happen throughout the year so that this really is a relationship building, not just within that time, but also throughout the entire year. And it does look like we have done quite a variety of things already to do this. So I feel like this is a value that is important to TMC. It is something that we are interested in expanding, and that I like having this as part of our mission. It feels kind of weird to talk out loud while you all are typing, but it's kind of working for me. We can go with it. All right, cool. If you are interested in taking on that project of planning math circles, math salons, local mini TMCs, whatever you want to call them, there's a space at the bottom where you can sign up for specific projects as well as general mission editing things. So if that excites you, feel free to put your name on the bottom and maybe I will email you and put you in charge of things. So our next topic is all learners. And I was interested to note that I was the first one to put some ideas in this one. So I wonder if this sentence was not as clear as some of our other sentences were. But I do think that this is an important value that TMC has, that really specifically, we're not just thinking about some subset of our population, but that all of our students are important to us, and we want to engage the ones that are not excited about math as well as continue to excite the ones that do think that math is cool. I do feel like we got more culturally relevant this past year, but we could definitely stand to do a lot more of that. And I heard some conversation about like how many of us are at private schools and like have access to what seems like a lot of technology, was a conversation that happened at TMC and after TMC. I'm not really seeing that here, but in general, like describing the learners and also thinking about types of communities. That's a very cool session idea. And I like the idea that having a morning session, us adults as capable mathematicians, would help us to nurture more mathematicians, because I do feel like we don't always think of ourselves as mathematicians. And so it would be cool for that to be a value as well. Yeah, especially if we're thinking about running math circles as a way to continue relationships, I think having that as something that we are doing. And same thing with these other ideas of like, oh, if we're going to try and support Family Math Night, how could we take that and run a Family Math Night at TMC and then have it be something that we can take home? Cool. So it looks like we agree that believing that all learners deserve opportunities to be capable mathematicians is something that we think is important. We are doing some of it, but maybe this is not really our strongest in terms of specific examples. But I do think that in terms of the people that attend TMC, their like base beliefs and their strength-based language and their approach to teaching very much embodies all of this. And so it's not necessarily something we've done, but it is something that TMC embodies in a way that I don't always feel like when I have my math department meeting at school. And I don't know how to include that as a statement. So I'm just going to say it out loud and leave it at that. So the next one is about diversity. And that was certainly a major push for why we even wrote this mission statement. And there are a lot of pieces here, so take a minute and read as I reread to wrap my head around this. All right. So part of this process has been me in conversation with Max's wife, She does a lot of work with companies and larger organizations about thinking about diversity and also becoming a more culturally responsive organization and taking things that start out seeming more like microaggressions and turning them into really positive community building activities. And so she has definitely helped me think about like what makes the most sense. And as we build a mission, and what sorts of conversations can we structure in order to do this? So Marion is asking, have we answered the question of why we even want to be diverse and what that means? And for me, which does not mean that I speak for all of TMC, but the conversation that I had with Katie was that it goes back to the previous value of we believe all learners deserve opportunities to be seen as capable mathematicians, as well as sort of our impact, that we want to have a positive impact on all learners. The idea being that we want to be able to reach all types of students. And if we want to be able to reach all types of students, then we need to be working with all types of educators. And so my goal for improving our teacher diversity is to reach more students more effectively. But that is certainly not our only goal. That is just the one that seems like it fits the best with what we're thinking of, because ultimately, as teachers, our goal is to focus on our students. And definitely, this is something that we need to dig deeper on. I'm with you, Michael. This was our initial attempt, and then the goal of this is to create a mission that will help us to have further conversations about what types of diversity specifically we were looking for and how we can support those teachers in ways that make sense to align with our values. I'm just going back to read your comments in the chat because I was wondering if anybody was responding, and they're all very amusing. I do think that Grace promises a follow-up, but I'm not going to quote myself on that. So I do think that our diversity statement is important, but requires a lot more conversation. And I guess that I feel okay leaving it there. Yeah, with you, Sam, that it sort of we're trying to define more, but I think that we do need to dig deeper in figuring out exactly what that means and what our goal is specifically. And that might be a changing goal too. We were talking about small steps versus also big goals. So we may have a goal that TMC reflects what the country looks like. We may have a goal that we reflect what the current teaching community looks like. We may have a goal that we want to do even more than the level of diversity that is currently in the education profession, and that we want to be part of the thing that pushes that. But we have to decide what our like TMC 18 goals are, as well as our TMC 25 goals are, because why not think big? So that will be part of that continuing conversation. And again, if there are any of these things that I'm saying that you're like, oh, I definitely want to be part of that conversation, please jump to the bottom and say specifically, like, I would like to talk about this thing, because that will help me when I am trying to figure out what to do with this giant document of all these awesome ideas. So our next value is sharing. And it looks like there are lots of things that we have already done And there are more things than we have done than the things that we could do, which is new and exciting. The idea of selling is definitely something that we have talked about, and that is one of our scenarios. It looks like we're not going to have a ton of time to talk about scenarios, but how to balance to make this very much a teacher-led organization with the fact that there are cool things that bigger groups can do. Like, we don't have access to personally build the technology that is Desmos. And so then how do we compare the things that we can do individually with the things that we can do as a team with the things that we would like to share and support because they also support our ideals? And I do think that especially Desmos believes in the culture of sharing that we're also valuing. And so that sort of makes sense that they would fit into our community because they allow us to build things and share them beyond our community. Inviting students would be fun. All right, so clearly sharing is super important to us and we would like to continue doing that. And I think that was fine. This last one is the only one that we really had questions about wording, which is really amazing. You guys are awesome at like following the rules because I know that most school mission statement committees end up spending forever just talking about like where the comma goes and should this be a present or past tense verb or all of these crazy things. So I really appreciate that you were able to focus on ideas today instead of on wordsmithing. Just because I promised that we would do it later doesn't mean that you can ignore it. So impact, this one seems to need some editing in order for us to really even be able to start to have a conversation about it because there's not a lot here, which is good. Like that was the whole point of having this conversation is that we could see, do each of these values align with what we believe, and are they a good way to communicate what is currently happening? So I'm going to reread things again because there's a lot of comments in this one. I appreciate that Google Docs have comment features, but sometimes they get lost. Cool. So I feel like we have a lot of ideas about what this feels like and why it doesn't feel like something that we can really all be behind right now, but maybe how we could edit it in the future. And we will definitely convene the mission statement team to be thinking about what is a better way to phrase that, or maybe we're going to drop this one. Maybe this is more related to our previous statement about all students are capable of being mathematicians, and we don't need this extra one. So thank you for sharing all of those ideas, and we will do that. In our what else section, we did miss including the word math. Elizabeth pointed that out the other day. We should put the word math somewhere in our top mission statement. So that will go back into that original sentence. That is a good idea. And what are people's thoughts on the second bullet about a vision of the relationship between teachers, administrators, researchers, and mathematicians? I haven't formulated a thought yet, so you get to formulate yours. I agree, but I also think it was really interesting that Lonnie was able to bring two people who were on her team to share about the research that they specifically did on Christopher's math on a stick. And I thought that session was really cool. So I don't know that it's specifically a mission of TMC, but we've certainly had Twitter conversations about how research and content teachers interact. But I feel like I might be with Sam that it's something that's happening and we're certainly not opposed to it. It's cool, but we might not need a vision for it specifically because it doesn't seem to be a top priority goal. And that might change. That's the cool thing about a mission statement is this is the one that we are writing right now. But as we go through, if we find that we're getting more researchers, maybe we could set some ground rules about, like, what do you have to do if you want to be able to research TMC? Because we've had quite a few people come and do surveys and discuss what is happening. And I believe that Glenn is doing some of that right now. So is that learning versus learners not related to the comment where you are, but below? Okay. I'm just going to move it because it's confusing. Cool. We can discuss. All right. So this bottom section is all of you being super awesome and willing to continue to have this conversation. And I will add you to my email list of people who are interested in discussing. So Sam had suggested this cool idea that we could test our mission statement against some dilemmas that we encounter regularly. However, we only have 10 minutes left, so maybe we'll do one. So we are going to, yeah, Sam, feel free to pick. You want to vote? All right, we're going to imagine a scenario and we're going to ground our responses in the mission. So we're going to say, based on this value, we should make this decision, or we should make this decision, but the mission statement doesn't really have anything about that. So maybe we need to edit our values. So I will give you your options. And if anybody has a strong feeling on one or the other, you can let me know. Your options are choosing a location for TMC, or choosing presenters for TMC, or choosing how we run registration for TMC. And the final option is choosing which events that we do at TMC. That said, if we talk about one right now, that does not mean that you cannot discuss them all later, because I'm planning on putting them at the bottom of this Google Doc. And this Google Doc is going to continue to be open for the next few days for people who were not able to make it this evening. So did anybody have one of those that sounded really exciting? Yes, I agree. Registration is the one that's super sticky for me. So let's go with that one. And all these other ones I will put up later. So we need to decide how to run registration. 2 years ago, We filled up all 200 of our slots in 8 hours because we just opened registration and said first come, first serve. So that was awesome in the fact that people were super excited, but also overwhelming. And so last year we were scared to just make it first come, first serve, because if you teach during the hours that it was open, then you could entirely miss the opportunity to attend TMC. So what we chose to do last year was open a lottery registration for a weekend, choose randomly among the people who signed up for that, and then open a waitlist afterwards. So going back to the Google Doc, let's put this, I'm going to put it before what else? Scenario 3, registration. So using the ideas that we have discussed in the mission statement, what should we do when we are considering registration? I'm certainly not going to stop anybody from continuing to have this conversation, because I think that you are hitting on a lot of big ideas that the committee and the board has been grappling with for a long time. But I do think that having a mission statement to focus our conversation around is helping us to at least think about what are the things that are in contrast to each other, that we want to both build relationships and have diversity, and how to do both of those things. It is 10 o'clock and my daughter is waiting for me to pick her up from work, so I do have to leave. But I am excited to continue to have this conversation with you via email. For those of you who signed up via email, please tweet out this link to this document. At the top of the document is the link to the slides that I used. And so anybody is going to be able to do this and contribute even if they have not attended the webinar. And somebody can feel free right now to go ahead and throw in those other three scenarios. If not, then I will throw in the other three scenarios later, that people can continue to have this conversation. And I really, really appreciate all of you coming this evening to have this conversation with me. And I'm a little bit concerned that there are lots of cool ideas that are happening in the chat. The chat is also recorded, so I will be able to throw back through those later. But try and put all your good ideas in the Google Doc, because I want them there. Thank you very much. I can't wait to follow up with you all soon. Have a good night.
Thank you, Tina.
Thanks.